First John chapter 2. Many years ago, a Christian writer, Josh McDonald, wrote a book called Evidences That Demand a Verdict, referring to the ample evidence of the truths of Christianity and that in the face of such archaeological, historical, documentary, testimonial, theological, philosophical, and even psychological evidence, the verdict of the truth of the gospel is straightforward. First John does the opposite. The verdict is to be a Christian, and such verdict demands evidence. If we claim to be Christians, we must give evidence with our life and witness. There is positive evidence that should not be lacking, and there are others that should not exist if we are children of God. The evidence that God and the world seek from the Christian are walking in the light, obeying his commands, loving one's neighbor, as well as not loving the world or the things of the world, the sinful self-desires, what people see and want, and everything in the world that people are so proud of. If our verdict is that we are Christians, that verdict demands that whoever says that God lives in him must live as Jesus lived. Verse 6. But if someone stumbles and at some point doesn't give the desired evidence, we have someone on our side, our defense attorney, who sits next to us. That lawyer has never lost any cases because he himself, the entire world, his sacrifices is enough to save everyone who believes in him. Yes, it is sufficient, but it is only efficient for those of us who know him, that is, those who believe in him. Let us live all this day enjoying the company of Jesus. At his side, we are safe.